Chapter 3. The Prince's Troubles Begin. The people from the palace gates followed the prince for a long time. They laughed at him and called him names. The prince was angry and shouted at them. At last, he grew tired and quiet. The people got bored and left him alone. The young prince walked on. He was in a part of the city he did not know. He was lost and his feet hurt. He walked on until he saw a place he knew. It was a home for poor children called Christ's Hospital. His father, the king, gave the hospital lots of money.
"Good," said the prince to himself happily. "The people here will help me."
He went in and saw lots of boys playing games.
"I am Prince Edward," he said to them all. "I want to speak to the schoolmaster here."
The boys were all very surprised.
"You're not the prince," they said. "Look at you. You're only a beggar boy." "Listen to me," shouted the prince. "I am Edward, Prince of Wales. You must all bow down to me."
All the boys laughed at him. They pretended to bow to him, which made the prince angry. He kicked one of the boys.
"At first we thought you were funny," they shouted. "But now we're angry with you."
The prince was frightened. The boys took him outside and they hit him many times. Their dogs hurt him too. Then the boys threw him into a pond and left. Now the prince was wet, cold, dirty and tired. His whole body hurt. He was upset and he missed the palace. He decided he would give the Christ's Hospital boys lots of books when he was king. He thought this would help them to be more kind. It was getting dark and it started to rain. Edward walked through lots of little streets. He did not know where he was. Suddenly, there was a big man. He was very angry.
"What are you doing out at this time of night?"
shouted the man.
"I hope you've been a good beggar today and got some money for me, son."
"Mr. Canty," shouted the prince.
"Are you really Mr. Canty? You're the poor boy's father. You must go to the palace and get Tom."
"The poor boy's father?" asked John Canty.
He was very surprised.
"I don't know what you're talking about. I'm your father, Tom."
"Mr. Canty, I'm so tired and I want to go home now. Take me to my father, the king. He will give you lots of money and make you rich,"
begged the prince. John Canty looked at the prince and shook his head.
"Tom Canty, you're mad," he said.
"But you must believe me," cried the prince. "I am not Tom Canty. I'm Prince Edward.
Mad. Completely mad, continued John Canty. He picked up the prince and started walking home.